in life, we have a wonderful feature that God has given us that helps our learning and growth. It can bring us peace or take it away. With it, we can help others, as well as it draws in information and files it. It can take us places without moving a finger. I'm talking about our memories and the ability to call into remembrance things that have happened and things that will happen. We shape and control this ability by keeping it in the files of our mind and or discarding it as part of our memories, and boy, do we need it. It can help us when we're trying to call something into remembrance and thinking of a particular situation or time. Or it also helps us when taking a test, seeing someone for a second time, trying to recall their name, or thinking about a book you've read along with other helpful tasks. It's the ability to recall things into our remembrance. So the title of the sharing is Remembering God's Words, plural. Part of the mind is our ability to remember different things and the events in our lives. And we've got a lot of events that have already taken place that we really and truly enjoy bringing forward. Even though we remember things that are behind us or some things that has already happened, many times it's for our future's well-being. Also, remembering who we are in Christ. That's something to remember day in and day out. And that's something worth remembering. You see, God has given us this replay button to pull from our memory into our remembrance. For example, sometimes we forget, and so we might say to ourselves, let me go back to the room I was just in, so as to jog my memory, and I've done that one, and it's worked. Whatever it takes is what we do. Now, here I'm going to give you 5 ways to remember God's goodness. Number 1, how about start a gratitude journal? Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ. And that would be 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Number 2, make a miracle jar. Here is the one you praise. He is your God who performed for you those great and awesome wonders you saw with your own eyes. Deuteronomy 10:21. Number 3, keep a prayer journal. And some of us are doing that. I know one person in particular. And so that's a good thing to do. You can always go back and read it and, again, jog your memory. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Philippians 4:6. Number 4. Be a living reminder for others. And that's what we want to do, because we are living epistles for God. We put on the things from His Word and are able to recall them to our remembrance from our memories. And we are able to help others. Okay? We are a reminder for them. We are lights in this world. Remember, in the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Of course, that's Matthew 5, 14a through 16. And finally, number 5, keep God's word as a visual reminder. But His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law doth He meditate day and night. We don't just do it part of the day. We want to recall it day and night. Psalms 1:2. So now with the things of God, if we don't quite remember a verse or scripture, and that happens, or information dealing with something going on in our lives, then all we have to do is go to His Word to see. As Jesus once said, if you remember, it is written. And aren't we a blessed people, and that God had holy men of God write it down? Whew! That's where our spirit draws from. Please go to Philippians 1:3. Read you something here. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. And reading that, here Paul is thankful for the believers in the Philippian church for their prayers, personal and material help. So he is very thankful to the Father and their lives and support as he calls them into his remembrance. So therefore, when I, Al Segovia, think of you, I am very thankful for what you do, not just for me, but for others also. Which brings me to this. God does not and will not forget his children. Please go to Psalms 112, verse 1. Psalms chapter 112 and verse 1. Praise you, the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth or reverenceth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. That's an absolute. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. Verse 5, a good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. And finally, verse 6, surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting, there it is, remembrance. Just imagine, if you will, for a moment, if we were there at his crucifixion, we would surely remember that moment and how it would be etched in our memories. Amen? I hear you all saying amen. So in closing, let us challenge ourselves to remember more of what God's Word shows, comforts, and teaches us than the world's wisdom. The question always has to be, what are we remembering now? Amen? Gracious Heavenly Father, I thank you for giving us this feature to remember, to put in our memories the things of our choice. And I trust that our choice are your words, Father, that we file them in the front of that cabinet, Father, so that whenever we need them, we can draw on them, God. And so I know that we can help others with this as well as ourselves. So I pray for each person who's called in tonight that their memories are alive and well, and that they too, can call into their minds the things that is needed at that very moment, Father. And again, if we can't remember, we can always go to your written word. As Jesus Christ said, it is written. So I pray with a very blessed heart, Father, for my brothers and sisters, and for the opportunities you give us, Father, to tap into that wealth and that well of your love. In Jesus Christ's name, Father, I pray, amen.